Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 17. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 17. Finally, build up your strength in union with the Lord and by means of his mighty power. Put on all the armor that God gives you, so that you will be able to stand up against the devil's evil tricks. For we are not fighting against human beings, but against the wicked spiritual forces in the heavenly world, the rulers, authorities, and cosmic powers of this dark age. So put on God's armor now. Then when the evil day comes, you will be able to resist the enemy's attacks. And after fighting to the end, you will still hold your ground. So stand ready, with truth as a belt tied around your waist, with righteousness as your breastplate, and as your shoes, the readiness to announce the good news of peace. At all times, carry faith as a shield, for with it you will be able to put out all the burning arrows shot by the evil one. And accept salvation as a helmet and the word of God as the sword which the Spirit gives you. My theme for reflection is dressed for battle, strength in the armor of God. Dressed for battle, strength in the armor of God. There is an old joke about a child who, after putting on a superhero cape, jumps off the couch, believing they can fly. Parents everywhere have had to explain that just because you are wearing the costume doesn't mean you have the powers. But what if instead of a flimsy cape, we were given real armor, armor that equipped us not for play, but for real battles? That is exactly what Paul describes in Ephesians 6:10 to 17. Paul does not shy away from the reality of spiritual warfare. He reminds us that we are engaged in a battle, not against flesh and blood, but against forces that seek to distort truth, promote injustice, and draw us away from God. However, this is not a call to aggression. It is a call to stand firm. The armor of God is not for attacking, it is for withstanding. The belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, these are not weapons of conquest, but of endurance, allowing us to resist the pressures that threaten to pull us away from Christ. Yet, one of the greatest dangers in any battle is misunderstanding the real enemy. As C.S. Lewis famously wrote in the Screwtape Letters, there are two equal and opposite errors into which our race can fall about the devils. One is to disbelieve in their existence. The other is to believe and to feel an excessive and unhealthy interest in them. Paul calls us to neither extreme. We are not to see demons lurking behind every inconvenience, nor are we to dismiss the reality of evil. The true battlefield is often subtle. The temptation to compromise, the slow erosion of integrity, the distractions that keep us from prayer. Imagine a soldier who goes into battle without armor, thinking they can handle the fight on their own. They wouldn't last long. In the same way, we are called to rely on God's strength, not our own. The instruction to put on the armor is not about self-reliance, but about surrender. The battle belongs to the Lord, and our role is to trust in his protection, his wisdom, and his power. And here is something we often overlook. The armor of God is not designed for solo warriors. Paul speaks in the plural. We stand together as a community of believers, supporting and strengthening one another. When we pray for each other, encourage one another in faith, and remind each other of God's truth, we reinforce the armor. No soldier stands alone, and no Christian is meant to fight this battle alone. My dear friends, as we navigate life's struggles, let us remember that we are not powerless. God has given us everything we need to stand firm. Our victory is already secured in Christ, and our calling is to walk boldly in that truth. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life do you feel most spiritually vulnerable, and how can you put on God's armor in those areas? Number two, how can you support others in their faith journey so that you stand strong together? Lord, strengthen us with your truth. Protect us with your righteousness and shield us with your faithfulness. Help us to stand firm in the battles we face, not in our own strength, but in the power of your Spirit. May we be vigilant, not fearful, and always trust in the victory you have already won. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.